Hello, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect to our higher self, release our limiting beliefs, and create our unreal lives. Welcome to today's episode of Morning Motivation. Today is all about deep replenishment. Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast / YouTube channel, The Magical Motivational Mornings with me, your host, Lindsay Amico. I am a mindset coach and the founder of Picture Perfect Mind, and my goal is to help you to remember who you are, who you always have been, and who you always will be. My goal currently with this project is to be able to do a motivational podcast episode / YouTube video with a card pull from a different deck that I have, where I can really just riff off of the card. So depending on what comes out, I can expand from there, and then you taking those messages into your day in whatever way they really apply to you. I definitely know that there may be things that you agree with, there may be things you don't agree with or don't apply. So I always say, take what relates to you and leave the rest. My goal is always to make you feel good or to feel better than when you left, and to really bring that frequency into your day. I want you to feel so good, so fabulous, so you can be the fullest expression of yourself. And I also just want to remind you, today I just feel called to say that your worth is not your emotional state today. So if you aren't feeling good today, even though I want you to feel better, you can feel not good, and that is okay. And I don't ever want you to focus on ignoring or pushing down or bypassing emotions, because I have done that a lot in my life. And guess what? Emotions always find a way to come back up. So for me, it's about helping assist my clients in how can we move this energy through our bodies? How can we process it? How can we love on it and find compassion for it? How can we move it and feel it while then reconnecting back to how we want to feel and choosing our emotional state? So that being said, let's get into the card pull today. Today I am using the Work Your Light Oracle cards by Rebecca Campbell. I can link that down below. Okay. So I think this is why I might have said your worth is not how you feel today. Deep replenishment, retreat, rest, and be held. I'm going to actually take a drink of water as I say that. Okay, so I want you to take a breath in. Maybe hold it at the top for a moment and breathe it out. Take another breath in. Hold and release through the mouth. And one more deep breath in. Hold at the top and release. So something you can use throughout your day that I really find beneficial is a boxed breathing technique. So you can do 4-4-4, you can do 6-6-6, 8-8-8. Sometimes I even do this along with music. Like if I'm driving and I feel really stressed, just breathing in, holding, and releasing for those counts. It's actually a technique that's utilized by the Marines, the U.S. Marines, to be able to really focus and enhance energy levels. So just wanted to offer that to you. If you're in a stressed out state today, you can always come back to that. I know it's easier said than done at times, but really we all have to breathe. So that is one of, I have so many stress reduction techniques and mindfulness techniques that I tell my clients about, but I like the breathing ones the most because we have to breathe and it's kind of like the simplest thing. We don't always have the capacity to slow down, take a walk. You know, there's a lot of things that we might not have the mental space for, but you can always turn back to the breath. So what I'm going to do is actually read the deep replenishment card for today. Okay. Retreat, rest, and be held. The most selfless thing you can do is to fill up your own inner well. When we are running around half filled, we subconsciously look to things and people around us to give us the nourishment and nurturing that we so deeply crave. Nothing can grow in barren lands. You are no good to anyone if you're running on empty. The feminine is bountiful, fertile, and rich. Tend to your own well and watch as the amount you have to give multiplies. If your inner well isn't full, you will find yourself craving things from the outside world to fill it. This is our body's instinctive way of reaching for the grounding and nurturing that we are not allowing ourselves. What nourishes you? What refuels your body? What is nectar for your soul? What brings you back to life? What is your secret medicine? What makes you feel abundant and fertile, overspilling with life? It may be gardening, arranging flowers, getting a massage, using essential oils, snuggling up on the couch, playing with your dog or cat, hiking, sipping a good coffee at your favorite cafe, attending a women's or a men's circle, reading about sacred sites, bike rides, walking on the beach, or yin. What nourishes you is your medicine. When you give yourself the medicine that you need to be nourished, you nourish all those around you, for there is more than enough to go around. So the action for today is do something that deeply replenishes you today. So I'll give you an example in my personal life with an internal dialogue that I guess it's a belief system that I took on somewhere, maybe from my parents or who knows, right? Society. But I am an empath, and that means I feel other people's emotions very easily, and I take on other people's energy very easily if I don't take the time to just cleanse and come back to myself. And that can be a good thing, right? That can be a good thing because I can also thrive off of high energy people. But I have had adrenal issues. I've had sleep problems. I've had anxiety and depression. I've had a lot of physical things that have gone on with me because I didn't actually allow myself to rest because we live in a very masculine energy driven society. And we live in a society that says productivity is your worth. So I want you to remember today that your emotional state is not your worth, and also your productivity is not your worth. It's okay if you feel like it is, because of course it feels good to be productive and it feels good to feel good. So it's not that you want to stay here forever, and there are ways we can shift out of this, but really where it starts is taking care of ourselves and following what makes us feel good and what brings us joy. Everyone is in different states in their life right now. So for me, something I've learned recently is that I need more frequent naps. So I can be busy for a few days or have an incredibly busy weekend or week, and then I might need like a 4-hour nap sometimes to just get myself back to an energy level that is okay. Now, are we really hearing out in the world that it's normal to take 4-hour naps? Not really, but it's not about what's normal for everyone else. It's about what's normal for us. That being said, you might hear that and say, I have no time to do that. And that's okay. It's about finding something you might have time for. So maybe it's a walk around the block. Maybe it's a 5-minute meditation. Maybe it is eating a healthy meal today, drinking more water today, having a conversation with a friend. maybe just opening up and saying, I'm really not doing okay right now, and I need some more support so that I can continue on in the best way possible, so that I can start to refill my inner well, and then I can be there for others. So I want you to have so much compassion for wherever you are, and I want you to know that it won't be like this forever, right? I'll be in different phases of my life where stress will be higher. Stress is something that happens to us, but we are just taught to put everyone before ourselves. And I'm here to tell you that today, your goal, this should be a goal for every day, but just take it for today, is to do something that replenishes you. And it could be even getting yourself something sweet from the cafeteria at work. It doesn't have to be health focused today. It could just be something that refills your soul. Okay. And I'm sending you so much love, so much healing energy. Maybe I'm sending you some vibes where you can even go to bed early tonight. And if this isn't how you feel today, that's great, right? Like, take this and maybe listen to this episode on a day where you are feeling this way, where you feel like you need that message of deep replenishment and knowing it's okay to slow down. It's more than okay. You don't need to rush and move forward on everything. It's okay to just be here in this moment. And there's a bird chirping outside to just, you know, follow that up for me. So thank you guys for coming to the message today. I love giving these. Let me know how I can help you more. Let me know. I'm getting certified in human design. I am a spiral practitioner. I do energy healing. I'm a mindset coach. I love helping you to navigate the world in a way that just helps you to feel so fulfilled and to have your impact on the world, create your ripple effect, and know that you are so worthy of receiving everything that you ever want and desire. So thank you for listening. Check out my website, pictureperfectmind.com. And if you're interested in the women's retreat that I am hosting with my friend Sarah at the end of September, check it out at pictureperfectmind.com/womensretreat. Reach out with any questions you may have, and I will talk to you soon.